Okay, and then we'll continue. Rabbeinu Zal starts off the Torah talking about the midas hanitzachin, that a person has, that there are people who have a midah of always wanting. In other words, people get together, there's always differences of opinion, different natures, this, that. There's a person who has a midas hanitzachin, he always wants the women out to come out right, to the point where he starts machlekes. In other words, he generates machlekes through his midas hanitzachin. Rabbeinu Zal says, where does that stem from? It stems from blood with which a person has not yet served Hashem. Then Rabbeinu Zal quotes, oh, and Rabbeinu Zal says, where do we prove this? Because there's a pasuk, v'yeis nitzcham, they spilled out their blood. Note, it uses the word nitzcham, netzach, for blood. So we see that the midas hanitzachim comes from blood. What kind of blood? Bad blood, obviously. Blood that hasn't served Hashem. Next, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, but that there's no kli bracha like sholem. Like motzak kodesh bracha kli bracha ela hasholem. Rabbeinu Zal says in machlekes, whenever there's machlekes, there's the one who makes sholem, and in doing that, he's male mayanukvin. That's a term that Rabbeinu Zal uses. Next, Rabbeinu Zal gives an example of machlekes about kasha teretz. A person has a question on something, he's in a state of machlekes, confusion. Like confusion is another word for machlekes. He gets a teretz. The teretz removes the confusion. That's the oisah shalom. That's the one who makes shalom. And in doing that, in other words, a person studying Torah in which there's kashas and tirutzim, that's a concept of making shalom. He's making shalom in the Torah. Next, Rabbeinu Zal says, he quotes the pasuk Boirei Nivs Osayim Shalom, that through the dibur, through the burim of Torah, a person generates shalom. Oisah shalom over esakol. Oh, then Rabbeinu Zal talked about Bria Sa'ilam for a second, the concept of Shvira Sakelim, that there was a Yerida for Eilamais. The Eilamais, what was used to create the worlds with? Dibur, which means sentences. Kaviyachal, Hashem created the world with Dibur. Shvira Sakelim means that the sentences got broken up to letters. Letters, in other words, we're talking in physical terms to be able to understand this. This isn't physical. The letters went floating out into the air, and not just that, but the letters themselves crumbled into nitzutzos. And these nitzutzos went into everything. And when a person eats and drinks, these nitzutzos went into everything, they got spread out, and through ha'olas mayinukven of Torah and Tefillah, you bring back these nitzutzos. Rabbeinu Zal quoted the pasuk, v'nosati sholem bo'oretz, take oretz, this place where these nitzutzos fell, and the low place, artzios, and bring out sholem. Sholem means unity, uniting all of these nitzutzos that fell apart and everything. What else? Rabbeinu Zal said this takes place till the coming of Moshiach, till the day when V'omdu Raglav al Harazesim, the Raglin will have an aliyah. And note, it said the word V'omdu Raglin. And Rabbeinu Zal then went to say that Torah and Tefillah are both an inyan of Amida. When Hashem wanted to teach Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, he said, Poi va'ato poi amoidi modi, stand here to learn Torah. And by Tefillah it says, Vayamoid. Vayamoid Pinchas Vayapalel. So we see the term Amida refers to Torah, Amida refers to Tefillah, so that when it says that when Mashiach will come, the Omdu Raglov Bayayim Hahu, how is it going to come about? Through Torah and Tefillah. Period. And that was pretty much where we had left off. Rabbeinu Zal said that that's also an inyan of Tzedek, that the Malchus, when it's Pogum, is Tzedek. When it's corrected, it's Staka. And then he said that this is the concept of Tzedek Lefon of Yehalech, V'tzedek he had hu Torah hu Tefillah, K'mashikosu Tzedek Tidaberun. That was the last item we had. That Tzedek Tidaberun, that Dibur of Kiddusha is Tzedek. What kind of Dibur? Dibur of Torah or Dibur of Tefillah. Now remember again that this is all Miloshna Chaverim. And if it doesn't look confusing now, when you'll put this compared to the next section that we're going to have on Rav Moshe Zal's going to explain it, you're going to see the difference between Ki Yisro and Horem and Achashech. You're going to see how confusing this really looks now, because nothing seems to jive or fit. It's concepts that are being brought out. It's people who heard a shir. They were tzaddikim, big tzaddikim, the ones who wrote down these notes. But yet you're going to see how they wrote it down. You're going to see how he wrote it down. It's incredible. Now we're going to try to finish this piece. Then we're going to do his piece. Everybody listen. We're going to go a drop fast to be able to do it. But it's going to be very clear. We'll try to make it very clear. We're up to the words Vezet Pirush. About halfway down the first column, the right-hand column on page 209, V'zeh pirish shuta diyanuka b'shuka shuta diyanuka b'shuka de'avuha de'imei. The Gemara says that the words of a small child in the market, when a small child runs around in the marketplace and he screams something out, you know where did he probably get it from? From his daddy for his mommy. That's where he's getting. In other words, a child yells out, chas v'shalom, a dirty word. You know where did he hear it? In the house. A child yells out a song of Kiddusha or a Dibur of Kiddusha. Where did he get it from? From his parents. Note what Rabbi Nizal says, Kal yidei hadiburim shel teru tefila, the word shuta meant dibur, through diburim of teru tefila, nase bechinas shaykin veraglin. That generates shaykin means thighs, and raglin means feet. In other words, pretty much, the base idea that Rabbi Nizal is working in this Torah is he wants to discuss the whole concept of fixing the raglin, the feet, as you're going to see in a minute. Ubidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. We know that heaven and earth were created with the Dvar Hashem. Lochein Yesh Nitzutzayus Shenoflu B'chol Dovor. So therefore, when there was this Shviras HaKelim, there were Nitzutzayus of these Isiyos that fell into all kinds of different items. For example, B'maychal U'B'mishte U'B'malbush, into food, drink, even into clothing, is found Nitzutzayus of Kedusha that were used in creation of the world. V'hatayinig v'hatayinug sheyesh min hadvar maichol u'mishta hu hanitzutzais. So that when a person derives pleasure from buying a new coat, you ask yourself, isn't that silly? A piece of wool, you have a taiva for it? Like, what is it in it that gives it a that makes it be a dover taiva, that makes you want it? And also, what is there in it that makes you feel different when you put it on? The answer is there's nitzutzes of kiddusha in this item that fell into it. In Bria Salem, these nitzutzes got spread out into all gashmiistic items, and depending when you take this item, if you take it bikdusha with a thought of kiddusha in mind, you're misaking those nitzutzes by buying the suit, by a yid wearing that suit, lekavod Shabbos, lekavod yomtov, without gaiva for the sake of Hashem, that's the tikkun for those nitzutzes. When he eats something, again, with the thought of Kedusha, he's being ma'alei those nitzutzos. V'hanitzutzos heim oisyos. Remember, what nitzutzos means sparks. What are these sparks? They're bits and pieces of letters. You picture a letter crumbling into little crumbs, like that kind of term. V'koydem shemaitzi el hadibur heim bechinas dam. These nitzutzos of Kedusha, which are within a person, before he brings them out in Dibur, what are they? That's the blood within him. V'hu b'chinas nefesh. The dam is the nefesh, k'mo shekosu, ki nefesh kol bosor, domoi benafshoi hu. The pasuk says that what part is the nefesh, what part is the chiyas of a person? The blood within him. When these nitzutzos go out in dibur, hu bechinas nafshi yotzo bedabroi. It's this concept of nafshi yotzo bedabroi. The nefesh comes forth. V'koidem, whereas before, note, bedibur, with dibur, and we said that dibur was an inyan of tzedek tedaberun, which was an inyan of malchus, an inyan of the feet. Now Rabbi Nizal says, v'koidem, before the dibur comes out, what concept do we apply to that? He bechinas tzoleya al yerechai. The concept of limping. There is a concept of the feet being pogum. It says that Yaakov Avinu was tzoleya al yerechai. He was limping on his foot. Ubahayetzio el adibur. When these nitzutzos come forth in dibur, a concept of an item which was pogum and was corrected. When Hashem took the rib from Adam HaRishon and he built it up, he took a part from his thigh, in other words, from the leg area, and he built it up. That's an inyan of tikkun hadibur, that concept. Because these nitzutzos, before the person spoke them out in words of Torah or Tefillah, they weren't really united, they weren't unified. V'hein b'chinas shivorim u'machlekes. They were a concept of a broken item. Machlekes, choluk means divided. These letters were divided. Kikol nitzutz mizgabra al chaveru, because there's conflict between these nitzutzes. Each one tries to be mizgabra against its friend. U'bohitzio yel hadibur. When the person brings forth these oisios in dibur, hu betziruf. Then already they've been put together. He's put them together in a word, in a sentence. Now there's shalom between them. V'hu b'chinas shalim. This is a concept of making shalim. When a person has words within him that he has inside and he brings them forth, that's the concept of taking these nitzutzos of kedusha, which were spread out throughout his dam, and he takes them and he unites them into letters, into words, and he brings them forth in dibur of Torah and tefillah. That's making shalim between machlekes. That's being mala mayanukvin. I feel bad that I'm doing this sort of because I'm stealing from later. Here it's not being explained. It's by learning the next part that you really get to understand what's going on, but we'll explain it the best we can. Nimtza. Rabbi Nizal says, therefore, shetzorich bahanitzutza is hanal ledaber bedivrei tairu tfila veloi bedvarim acherim. Therefore, it's obvious, if this is what Dibur does, that the letters of Dibur that you speak, in speaking, there's an initial process. In other words, it's like somebody flicks a switch in the computer. The first thing that happens is that certain things get loaded in. The nitzutzos of kedusha that were in the blood get activated. And in whatever words come out, those nitzutzos get organized into letters, back into letters as they started out, and they come out in words. If you speak words of Torah and tefillah, that's a tikkun for these nitzutzos of kedusha. If chas v'shalom you speak lashon hara or nivel peh chas v'shalom or anything like that, it's understood you're taking these nitzutzos and you're putting them in a worse position than they were in when they were in your blood. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh pirish ha-gemara. With this, we can understand what the Gemara says in a few places, that one of the Tanoim or Amoroim, whose name was Levi, the Gemara says, Levi, he tiach dvorim klapi maila. Levi said a certain rough statement, chas v'shalom ta'ashem. We had this in Tainus, if you recall, when we learned. V'itla. And the Gemara says what happened was he became limp. He limped from this. He became a cripple. Shehu b'chinas tsoileya al yerechoi. Itla is a concept of limping. Note, through a bad word, he caused limping, a pegam in the raglin. Ki mikolach shehoitzi hanitzutzais bedvorem acherim. Through the power, the fact that he brought out these nitzutzais in a wrong type of dibur, chas v'shalom, in a dibur that was against Hashem, nishar bebechinas tzayli al yerechoi, that caused a concept of limping, a pegam in the raglin. V'tzorich ledaber b'toiro oy b'tfilo ad sheyihye haguf botel ve'efes. Rabbi Nizal says a person has to talk so much Torah and tfilo with his guf. In other words, when a person is speaking, note what's the wording that we say in Nishmas? Kol atzmoisai taimarna. You're putting your legs and your toes and your fingers and your eyes into the dibur. Rabbi Nizal says a person has to speak enough words, quantity, enough hours and hours of his spiritus and Torah to the point where the guf becomes botel. The guf becomes botel to kedusha. It's been so worked out. Every part of his body has been used so much for Torah and tefillah where the guf became no longer a gashmiistic item, it's a ruchniistic item. V'zeh pirush ha-posuk, this is what the posuk says by Adam and Chava, that Hashem said, v'hoyu lebosor echod, they became one. Who became one? Adam Arishayim and Chava. We mentioned many times when we learned, what is Chava, what is the taitch of the word Chava? No. Dibur. V'layla l'layla yechave doas. Yechave means speak. So the pasuk says v'hoyu lebosor echod, that Chava, which is dibur, and Adam, which is a person, become one. They must become one through the person speaking so much dibur and tefillah. He has to make his guf part of the dibur, meaning part of kedusha. This is what it means here.
So Adam is the guf.
Exactly, Adam is the guf in this case, and the pasuk says v'hoyu lebosor echod, that Adam and Chava become one, meaning the person and the dibur, the fact that he's doing so much talking of kedusha, his guf becomes nichlal in the words of kedusha. Look what Rabbi Nizal says: sheyehei haguf echod im hadibur ad sheyehei keefes, to the point where the guf becomes bitul. The guf achieves a ruchniyistik madrega. What's the pasuk that Rabbi Nizal quotes for this many, many times? Mibisari echzer likai. A person has to rise to a madrega where the basar, the guf, is zeichet to echzer likai, to sing Hashem, to feeling kedusha. Now the question is, okay, so we see that dibur is very, very important, especially dibur of Torah and tefillah. How does a person get to dibur? How does a person arouse himself to dibur and everything? Ze beyira. the ingredient that's needed is yira. Ki omra chazal, because the Gemara says in Baba Basra, guf kosher. What if a person's very tough guy? He's a tough guy, he's got a tough guf. How do you break his guf? How do you get him to be zeche to lave nishbor? The Gemara says, pachad shavroi. There's nothing that breaks the guf like pachad. You suddenly scare a person, the toughest guy, if you can scare him, you'll find that his spirit is broken. O pachad hu pachad Yitzchok hu yira. Pachad is a concept of Yitzchok of Ino, which is yira, as we all know. Yira is a meaning of gvura, din, pachad, all of these things go together. Period. Okay, now note, there's a lot said here, but it's choppy, it's sentences, and you really don't know what exactly was Rabbi Nizal trying to come across with here in an organized manner. We didn't finish yet. Kloimar, what does this mean to say? Ki habrocha, when is there brocha? Remember Rabbi Nizal said that what's the ikar keli machzik brocha?
Shalom.
When is there bracha? Kishayiyeh bebechinas yiro. Ve'yiru oisai kol afsei oretz, kleimar, kol ho'artzius na'asim efes. Oretz symbolizes gashmius, a low level. You want to make eretz into efes. Efes is ayin. Another word for efes is ayin, nothingness. Ruchnius, keser, beetle, all of these words. You want to make from eretz into afsei. How do you do it? Through yiru. The yiru oisoi call afsei oretz. You make from oretz afsei. Kemoi shekosu, vahoyu lebosor echod. As we quoted the pasuk, vahoyu lebosor echod, that the oretz and the efes, the dibur and the guf, become united. Ubetoiru utfilo yesh beiz gavnin. In Torah and Tfilah, there are two concepts. Machshova utsaoko. There's thinking Torah, there's thinking Tfilah, there's screaming Torah, there's screaming Tfilah. Vahu bechinas Moshe v'David. This is the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Ki hatzaoko bechinas chochmois bachutz toroino. Screaming is a concept, as the Pasuk says, sing your wisdoms outside. That's a concept of tzaoko. Ubemachshavo, so that we see an Indian of bringing it out. Machshavo, where do we see? Bechinas chamuke yiroichayich. The Torah says about Torah that it's chamuke yiroichayich. It's to be treated like your thighs, always covered up. Secrets of Torah, be very careful to cover it up. That's a nin of machshavo. We see that there's a concept of machshavo and tzaoka in Torah and Tefillah. B'moshe k'siv, by Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say? Vayitzak Moshe. Uksiv vayelech vayedaber. Kleimar shohoyom makil kihilois borabim. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was the sinyan of tzaoko. V'ze bechinas chochmois bachutz taroino. Sing your wisdoms outside. Bring it out. Teach it to other people. Ubedavid k'siv, and by David HaMelech it also says, b'makhelois borchu elikim. Praise Hashem b'makhelois, in big kehilois, in big groups. V'hu gam kein chochmois b'chutz tarayna. And by David HaMelech, he's the one by whom this pasuk is written, chochmois b'chutz tarayna. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech are a concept of tzaoko, machshava, this, that. This is one item that Rav Nosson Zal says, I don't understand this at all. Period. We're going to see in a minute. Okay, now we start clarifying. This is Rav Nosson Zal writing now. Gam Zayis HaTorah, this chapter in the Ketamaran also, Haloshein Enoi Mesukon O Mesudor Klal. The words in it are not beseder, are not in sequence at all. Gam Choser Harbe, also you can tell it is a lot missing between the lines. V'chol asher mitzo yodi lohovin mehadvorim ho'elu be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, and whatever I was zeichet to be able to understand from these words when they were told over to me with the help of Hashem, huchrachti, I was obligated lachzer to review it ulekoisvom b'mahadura tanino, and to write them in a second edition, sort of. Vezehu, and this is it. Now he's going to present it. Note his words. You can detect a clear anova. In other words, he's not chas v'shalom out to knock anybody, But yet he's telling it like it is, period. He has to tell you so that you should know that Rabbi Nazal's words were very clear. If you see confusion, don't think the confusion was in the Rebbe. The confusion was in the Talmidim. He had a better knack of being able to put it together. Now watch what he says. Obviously, certain things he couldn't like. In other words, could be... Not sometimes. Most times. Obviously, it's possible. Why do I say it's possible? I saw by Rebbe. It's possible that Rabbi Nazal told him, no, speak to them about this. Let's find out ask them about it. He didn't want to go over it. It was a Rebbe, and who knows what his reasons were. This was Rabbi Nazal. Could be, and not could be. Obviously, it had to be written in Minas Shemayim. It was destined that it should be written into the Likudei Moharan.
Is it possible that they showed us
I don't think so. From the dates that are written in the back, it doesn't sound like that. And this was printed during Rabbi Nazal's lifetime. Right. Likudei Moharan Chelek Aleph was printed during Rabbi Nazal's lifetime.
That's why you see the difference between him and the other Talmidim.
Could be that's one of the reasons, or who knows? In other words, we have to learn from everything, period. Okay. Yivorcheinu Elikim, v'yiru oisei kolach seoretz. Listen carefully, we're going to try to go a drop faster. Kiyesh midas nitzachin umachlekes umulchama. There is this concept of nitzach. Note he uses three words. This concept comes from blood with which a person has served Hashem yet. Ki ikar midas hanitzachin hu mehadamim. The main nature of nitzachin within a person comes from the blood. So we see that nitzachin comes from blood. Each person is required to be mevatel v'nitzochin and machlokes within him, v'lirdoif achar hasholem, and to chase after sholem. Why? Ki lo imotza kodesh baruch hu kli machzik brocho elo hasholem, because that's the ikar kli brocho. V'zeh zoichin, how are you zoiche to sholem? Al yedei sheyedaber harbe b'teiru tefila, through speaking a lot of Torah and tefila, al yedei zeh yizkel shalom. Note that in this one paragraph, he reviewed all the major concepts that are going to be discussed, the same style as the Bir Likutei Moharan writes about Rabbi Nazal, that in every Torah Likutei Moharan, the first paragraph is a summary of everything he's going to present, then he starts breaking it out into individual concepts and going off on tangents. Next. When there is machlokes, they are required to make shalom. Vizeho ise shalom, the one who goes about making shalom, hu bechinas ha'olas mayenukven. He is the concept of one who is male, he prepares the shchino and Hashem kaviochel for zivig. Kikishenoi filodam is akashia, when a person has akashia, a suffik, hu bechinas machlokes. That person is in a state of choluk. He has division in his mind. He's not sure, is it this or is it that? He doesn't know the answer to something. Ki choluk liboy. He has this chalukas halev, ve'enoi meven adover. He doesn't understand the item. Ki niraloi kilu hadvorim seisrim zeze, v'cholkim zealze. V'hateretz hu bechinas hoise shoim. The solution is the peacemaker within his mind. Through the teretz, he makes peace between two items that seem to be in conflict. That's the concept of holas mayinukven. Ki ikar, note, he puts in a little note here to clarify this word for you. Ki ikar bechinas holas mayinukven hu bechinas hishtoikikus v'ahavo shema'irer echod l'gabi chaveroi. Let's take this in physical terms. When we talk in physical terms, l'shaber esayzen, the zivig between a man and woman, what is the concept of the hachonel for zivig? The hachonel for zivig is that each one has to arouse a feeling of avo in the other one, a feeling of yearning. The man has to get her to yearn for him, the woman has to get him to yearn for her. That's the preparation for zivig. That's how it comes about. Here, Rav Nosson Zal says, Baruch Nis, obviously it's the same thing. Ki ikar bechinas ha'olas ma'inukvin, hu bechinas hishtoikikus vi'avo shema'ir echod gabi chaveroi. It's through a yearning and a love that's aroused from one partner to the other partner, whether it be male and female, whether it be kaviyochol Hashem and the Shechina. Kigoin, for example, Kishechod mishtoikek l'Hashem Yisborach, when a person yearns for Hashem. Oy l'nesoyel et tzadik amiti, he yearns to come to the tzadik emes. Ze bechinas ha'olas mayinukvin. That's also a concept of ha'olas mayinukvin. Shayidei ze mischabrin u'miskashrin l'Hashem Yisborach ala tzadikov. What brings about the kesher between a person and his Rebbe? The kesher is brought about through the hishtoikekus. First, there has to be a yearning. The yearning drives you to actually get up out of your house, pick up a phone and call him up, or go to his house to see him. That's the kesher. First, the hishtoikikus, that's the aholas mayinukvin, then the actual chibur v'zivig. Nimtza, sheze ho'ise sholem, shemachnis avo, belev kol echod legabi chaveroi, that this one who makes sholem, who injects into each one of the two partners an avo for each other, umekaravom yachad, and brings them close together, v'ise sholem b'nehem, zehu b'chinas holas mayinukvin. This is the term that's used throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, this fancy term, which you would think is impossible to understand. Here, Rav Nosson Salz is presenting it to you in simple terms. This is what's known as a term mayinukvin, the preparation for zivig, the waters prior to zivig, that's brought through this hisayrus of avo and ishtoikikus, one for the other. The one who brings that about, that's the one who's given credit for holas mayinukvin. Ulefamim, and at times, ze hasholim, oise sholim b'mokom acher. At times, this piece of peace, this chunk of peace, goes and makes peace in another place. A sholim that applied over here goes and makes sholim in another place. Vehu bechinas haolas mayinukvin l'mokom acher. That's a concept of haolas mayinukvin to a second area, to a second yichud of the Shechina. Kaviyochel in heaven, for example, there's the yichud of Yud and K, there's the yichud of Vav and K. It's two different yichudim in a sense, and they have to be brought about through two different things. So you have, for example, the Shoim that first goes about, although Yud and K are train ray and delay misparshim, but there is a concept of yichud. You have certain items that bring these two closer together, let's say, and then you have that item goes to a different location, in a sense, does a different item completely, and makes shalom between Vav and K. The chol hadipurim shemedabrim b'teiru tefila heim b'chinas holas mayinukvin ki yodua. All the words that a person speaks in Torah and Tefillah are also an inyan of Mayinukvin, as is brought throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah. Shehu b'chinas sholim kemoi shekosov, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, boirei niv svosayim sholim. Hashem created the power of speech in the lips, which is sholim. That's your answer. You see clearly that that's an inyan of sholim. V'zeh ikr tikkun habriya, and this the main tikkun of the briya is shalom. K'mo shekasuv, as the pasuk says, oise shalom uvayreis hakoil, that the whole briya is an inyan of shalom. Ki b'shas briya naflu olam islamata, at the time of creation the worlds had an afila, rachmona litzlan. How? Al yedei shviras kelim ki yadua, through the shviras kelim, the spheroids weren't powerful enough to contain the light of Hashem. Kaviyachol, there was this breaking up and there was this whole nefila. V'ho olamos heim b'chinas oisiyos. Olamos, in other words, we say Hashem tried to place his light into worlds and the worlds could not contain his light, so the worlds burst. What's another way that this is described in the Sifrei Kabbalah? What's another word for these olamos? Oisiyos. Oisiyos are also kelim which contain light. Kaviyochol, Hashem tried. You picture the oisiyos, kaviyochol, as though they were three-dimensional. And Hashem tried to pour light into these molds of the oisiyos. The light was too bright. The oisiyos burst and splattered into nitzutzos that fell throughout the world. V'nispazru l'kama nitzutzos, and they brought v'ho'ilomos hein b'chinas oisiyos. V'nispazru l'kama nitzutzos. V'alidei ha'olas mayinukvin shel teiru tefila nase tziruth mehanitzutzos v'ho'isiyos v'nase sholom. Period. V'zehu b'chinas sholom. Rav Nosson Salz says this is the concept of sholom. Rav Nosson Salz says this is the concept of
sholom.
Oh, just a second. V'nasa oilam. No. In other words, that's note what we said here. V'ho'ilamois hein b'chinas oisiyos. The Olamais were Oisiais. The Nispaz rule of Kamani Tzutzais. They broke up to many Nitzutzais. Vaidei Ha'olas Ma'inuk Veshel Teru Tfila Nase Tziruf Mehani Tzutzais Vaisiais Venase Oilam. He restores what it was originally, which was an Oilam. Vezeu Bechinas Sholim. This is the concept of Sholim. Kikoidem Shemachnes Elo Hanitzutzes Vahisyes Techti Burek Tairo Tfila. The person, while he had these Nitzutzes in him, before he put them into words of Tairo Tfila, Ein Lohem Shum Tziruf Vechibur. They had no unity, no attachment one to another. The Bechinas Shivorim Umachloikas. They were in a state of being broken pieces. Kikol nitzutz mizgabra chaveroi, because there's battle between these nitzutzos when they're in their individual type of state. Ukeshemachnisam el hadibur dikdusha, when the person brings these nitzutzos into the burim of kedusha, hu metzarfom umechabram, he brings them together and he unites them. Sheze bechinas sholoim, ki al yedei hadibur dikdusha shel teru tfilo nase haolas mayinukvin, shayideze nase sholoim kanal, shayideze nistaknin venischatshin kol hoilamais hanafulin, venechshav keilu beroa mechodesh. Through the Burim of Teira and Tefila, a person makes Sholim between the Oisiyais and his Malam Ayinukvin, and he generates Sholim, and he is Mechad, he puts back these Ayilamais that broke into pieces. The Oisiyais, we said, are Ayilamais. He fixes them up, he corrects the Ayilamais, puts them back together, and he's given credit as though he actually created worlds. Note, through his Diburim of Teira and Tefila, he is given credit as though he created worlds. From what? From the Nitzutzais, which he merged into Oisiyais, into words, into Diburim. That's how he created Olamais. Now we can understand the term that was used before. We had this a few times before, but now it's really going to make sense. V'zeh ma'ashom razal, this is what the Zohar HaKadosh says in the Hagdoma on the Pasuk, V'leimor letzioin I'ami ato, Hashem says to Tzion, you are my nation. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Al tikri ami, Elohimi. Don't read this word ami, my nation. Read it imi, which means with me. Beshutfi, you are my partners. You, Bnei Israel, are my partners. Ma ano boirei shemayim v'oretz b'miluli af ato kein. Hashem says, just like I create heaven and earth with my dibur, you, Bnei Israel, also have the power to create Olamais with your dibur. Now we see why, because these two words are sort of interchangeable, Olamais and Oisiyais. So through a person putting together diburim from the Nitzutzais that were found throughout his blood, he creates, he merges them into Oisiyais, into words. That's Briyas Olamais. That's how Hashem first created the world. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. So he's taking part in the act of creation. Oise Sholoim Uvayreyes Hakoyel. By bringing about Sholoim between these Nitzutzos, which when they were separate, there was battle between them. That's how he is Bayreyes Hakoyel. He creates. Now Rav Moshe says, "Ki bevadai hu boirei shamayim v'oretz bediburei Torah u'tfila," because certainly the one who speaks words of Torah and Tefila creates heaven and earth with his words. Ki chayzer u'mechadesh u'mesaken ho'olamos hanafulim kanal. He goes back and he is mechadesh. He renews and regenerates and corrects the olamos that were created originally by Hashem. Kaviyachol. This is what the pasuk says, Venosati Sholoim Bo'aretz, meaning Kimeho Artzius, from the Gashmius, Nis'alin Hanitzutzais, the Nitzutzais go up, Venase Sholoim, there is generated Sholoim, Shezehu Iker Tikkun HaBriah Kanal, that's the main Tikkun HaBriah, Oise Sholoim Uvayre, that the Briah is Tolly in Oise Sholoim. Alkain, therefore, Rav Moshe Zal says, Tzrichim ledaber rak diburim kedushim v'loid dvorim achirim. A person has to be careful to speak words of kedusha, not to speak other types of words. Why? Kedei lahalos hanitzutzos hanal lasaken kol ha'olamos. Imagine you're told that you're such a powerful guy, you're a miracle worker, you can create olamos with your dibur. you better watch your dibur. You better not waste it. Because if you waste it, it's not going to be able to do this spectacular thing, chas v'shalom. Ki ikra ha-brio ho-yisa yidei ha-dibur. The main creation was through dibur. Kamo yishekosu b'dvar Hashem shamayim nasu. Val yidei ha-shvira, through the breakage, naflu nitzutzais b'chol advorim. The sparks of Kedusha fell into everything. B'maychel u'b'mishte u'b'malbush u'b'chol ha-tanugim shebo'ilam. Into all things. Into niyuf, into shena, into everything fell nitzutzais of Kedusha. Note, he says, b'chol tanugim shebo'ilam. Every pleasure, what makes it pleasurable? The fact that there is a mitzvah of Kedusha, a part of Hashem in it, that's what gives it pleasure. It can be taken advantage of in a good manner. You can marry a girl whereby this tanug is a tanug of Kedusha, whereby you're mala the nitzutzeis and everything works out great. Or you can chas v'shalom have a bad thought where you take this mitzvah, you make garbage out of it. You can eat this food on Shabbos with a bracha before it and after it, where you take the tanug and you're mala it. Or you chas v'shalom eat it just purely for tavas achila, you take the same mitzvah of Kedusha and you bury it still further, chas v'shalom. Ki ha-tainug sheyesh b'hadovor sheichel v'sheisel ki yotzebo hu me ha-nitzutzais shenafu l'sham. In other words, here's a mystery which people don't know. Where does the pleasure, in other words, the fact that food gives off a pleasure, where does it come from? Is it the sodium that merges with the chloride that makes a taste, that gives salt the power to make something lively? Baloney. Obviously not. Obviously it's the nitzutzais of Kedusha that are in there that give it the power to generate tainug, pleasure. These nitzutzais are actually osiyos. The koydim shemaytziyim al adibur heim bechinas dam. Before the person brings them out into dibur, they are actually within the blood of the person. Shehu bechinas nefesh. Blood is nefesh. Kemo shekosov ki nefesh kol bosor domoi benafshoi hu. Ukishemaytziyim al yidei dibur. When these nitzutzais are brought out through dibur, Zehu bechinas nafshi yotzo bedabroi. Va'oz ma'ale hanitzutzais, then he elevates the nitzutzais, u'mechabro miachad, he brings them together, va'ise sholim b'nehem. Period. Ve'se she'omarnu lama'ala. Now let's go back to what we started out with. This is what we said way up before. Shalitei hadamim shelo yovad bohem Hashem yisborach, through the bloods which were not used to serve Hashem. Mizeh bo nitzochenu machlekes. If shalom comes about by using blood for the sake of serving Hashem for the Bor of Kedusha, then obviously the opposite of shalom, nitzochen machlekes, all those things comes about by not using the blood, by blood that has not yet been used for the burim of Kiddush and everything like that. Ki ikar hanitzachoin v'hamachloikes hu mebechinas hanitzutzais hanefulin hanal koidem shenachabrom ha-mechaz u-mesaknom she'oz hei bechinas machloikes kanal. Then they're still in a state, these nitzutzais are in a state of machloikes. V'azai hei bebechinas damim kanal. They're within the blood of the person still. Valkein, therefore, Rabbein is all stressing here, tzorech lavoy des Hashem Yisborach b'chol ha-tipei dam shenim tzoyim boy. A person is responsible and required to serve Hashem with every single drop of blood that's within him. Dehainu, how do? What do? You sprinkle your blood on the walls? Dehainu, sheyedaber harbe b'toyru tefila. The only way is through speaking a lot of words of Torah and tefila. Ad sheyiyeh nasa mikol hadamim diburim shel Torah tefila. Until every drop of chiyus that's found within the blood got used for his spitedness, whether it was on Tuesday or Monday or Shabbos or 3 months ago, he went through the whole cycle whereby every drop of blood within his body has already been used for the diburim of Kiddusha. Ki hadibur hu meha nefesh shehu bechinas damim. V'azai mevatel kol hanitzochein v'hamachlekes hanimshach mihanitzutzais hanafuan anal. That's how a person is zeichet to wipe out all feelings of nitzochein machlekes that are within him. Sheheim heim bechinas hadamim shadayim le'yod bo'im Hashem yisparach kanal. Note, Rav Nosson takes two items, and he says these two are exactly the same. A feeling of nitzochein and machlekes within a person is the blood within that person that hasn't served Hashem, the more he speaks Diburim of Torah and Tefillah, the more he gets rid of that blood, the more he gets rid of that Neitzachayin u'machlekes, which means he's zeichet to the opposite, which is Shoyin and Anova, all of those items. And
Rinzel said it, that in each day is the Neitzutzes, and by you, so how does that be fit? I don't understand.
By using, in other words, the question is, for example, achil and shtia, what happens after you eat it? It becomes part of your blood. How are you mala the nitzutzos? Dibur of Torah and Tefillah.
Let's say eating or drinking, let's say.
Clothing, okay. Malbushim. Again, by using, by making a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokim Racham, Shehechiyanu, V'kimonu V'yom Hazman Hazeh, or Malbush Arumim, on that Malbush, that Dibur is the Nitzutzeis of Kedusha being Nisawa. That's the Nafshi Yotze B'Dabroi, the Nefesh of what? The Nefesh which was trapped in that. That's the whole say that the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, Re'evim Gam Tzemeim, Nafsham Ben Tzatov. That why did Hashem make it within human nature to be hungry and thirsty? Because nafsham bohem tisatov, because there are nefoshes that are cloaked in what? In the food. What's nefoshes? In what form? Nafshi yotze bedabri. Nefesh is dibur. Nefesh is oisias. That's how the nefesh is hidden. It's oisias that are hidden within the cookies or within the drink, the soda, whatever. Which when you drink it and you speak diburim of kedusha, you make a bracha before and after, with tsa'oko and machshava, with kavana. That's how your ma'alot and itzutzeis. That's Briyas Ha'ilamos, that's all of this. If you look in the Luchas where he talks about the Birchas HaPeres and all of those things, this is what he bases it on.
The point is first it becomes like part of you, that you get done, then first part of you.
Exactly. In other words, what's Pshat, he's talking about Michael. So he's talking about Michael Mishta while it's on the trees. He means when a person takes it to himself and he incorporates it within himself. What does he do? He brings nitzutzai. Sometimes you picture a computer, you're feeding a lot of data into it. The more you eat and drink and have all kinds of tanugim, what are you loading into your body? Gunpowder, explosives, nitzutzai from all different places. If you don't speak diburim of Torah and Tefillah, your body becomes a keg of gunpowder, which leads to machlekes. You have a lot of this gunpowder, these nitzutzai, banging around inside, which leads to machlekes. If you speak Diburim of Torah and Tefillah, the Nitzutzeis go out. They get merged into words, which get poured out to Hashem. That's the whole taken. That's the Shalom.
You feel like that you get like from looking, it's the same thing that comes into looking.
Right.
No, just
of course. No shot. What's Pshat Birkas Horiyah? That the eye is taking in a tainug. You see the ocean, you're mechuyev to make a broch. You know, that kind of thing.
So Renzel says that you're messiah through the Dibur.
Right. The dafka dibur of Torah and Tefillah.
That you have to serve Hashem all down in your body.
Right.
So that let's say like you run for shul. Right. Is that considered that?
That's.
What do you mean, stop?
Here it seems that he's talking that there's a separate item. There's a separate item that Rabbein Zal says and Rabbein Zal say many times that a person has to see to serve Hashem with every drop of blood in his body. That you could say with running, with different things. In this Torah, he's putting emphasis on Dibur, that serving Hashem in Dibur with every part, how? Through Diburim of Torah and Tefillah. That's, you see that he's underlining that more than anything.
So what's the key to get to the point when you serve Hashem with every part of your body? Do you just speak so much and
That's so literally much. What's written in Likutei Halachos. He says, after going hundreds of hours of hispidus and hundreds of hours of learning, it comes to the point where every drop of blood in your body has become worked out with Kedusha. I'm saying literally, that's technically. He's, in other words, if we could put this into physical terms, if we could picture these nitzutzos as little sugar cubes, let's say. The more Diburim you speak out, the sugar dissolves and goes up in the form of Mayanukvim. Whereas if you don't speak Diburim of Torah and Tefillah, the Nitzutzeis get put inside, and it's a powder keg, which releases itself in Nitzachim and Machlokes and Milchama. That's exactly what he's showing here.
And the more Hana you get, the more Nitzutzeis you get,
That's exactly it. You're either feeding yourself you're either providing fuel for your hispodis. In other words, one person, a tzaddik, the more food he takes in, the more drink he takes in, the more clothing he buys, he's fueling, he's putting gasoline into the car to let it be able to go, to pour it out in Torah and Tefillah. The other guy, the more he takes in, he's adding more, he's building a bigger and bigger and bigger powder keg in his body. that's going to be used in all types of machlokes with his wife, with his friends, with everybody around him. There's going to be this constant nitzachon machlokes machamachas v'shalom.
Is this because the more person has, the more it takes in, so I can use more.
The more he's responsible to give out.
Does it have to be, let's say, when he lets it out, that he specifically has to have tefillah associated to each of these different types of things, or is just like whatever he does takes care of it generally?
That's what it is. If he davens for somebody who's sick or anything, where's the fuel coming from? Where's the gasoline? The gasoline is all the nitzutzos that were taken in through every different type of timing, through achila, shtia, shena, being with everything. Everything.
So if he gets to say a new suit or something like that, he can damn something totally different than the suits.
Exactly. And it's still the gasoline. But it's a car. You put in gasoline, which is liquid, and you're driving on it. No, what does one have to do with the other? That's the way it works. This is what fuels the engine.
Two things. According to this, isn't this against what we said about a stop? Because that tzaddik, he does with as little as possible. According to this, tzaddik should have boats and cars and Cadillacs.
Rav Nosson says that in the Kuti Alochis, exactly. That logically it should be that a tzaddik should be like a vacuum cleaner. He should soak in things so fast, and yet the pasuk says, Toiv ma'at letzaddik, meharbe rishon rabin. That the tzaddik is so great that given that, in other words, you picture what's a good car? A car which can take this much gasoline and go 40 miles with it. 40 miles to the gallon, 50 miles to the gallon. That's the tzaddik. Mm. The tzaddik is so great. In other words, how should it be? The talmidim and the tzaddik should throw money at him. They should. In other words, he should be. The people should be running to give him, and yet he can laugh. He doesn't need more. He trains himself in estafkus. He's the one who's perfected the car, his body, to such a point where it runs on a gallon. 1 gallon is for a year. 1 suit. Fuels him enough to keep him going in his spite of this entire frame here. That's literally it. That's what's a tzaddik. If you want to be honest, a tzaddik is one who could buy 10 suits and he won't get messed up at all. In other words, it won't harm him at all. It won't be fueling nitzachon with him or machlokes. He'll be able to pour it out in his spite of this. However, he makes himself into such a good car where the car needs a drop of gasoline and it can run for miles. A drop of achila. You have the example of the Gemara. There's Rabbi Chanina ben Beisa. He was one who provided parnasa for the whole world. And for him, dayoy bekav chalavim. How is it possible? If he's the mucker, all of the shefa coming through his pipe, and the answer is he trained himself, he made himself into such a good car, whereby it runs on a drop of gasoline. With a drop of gasoline, he's able to pour out 8 hours. In other words, another guy has to eat a meal of 50 pounds to be able to go have enough fuel for an hour of his plate of this. The tzaddik is one who'll take a little drink and he's set for 5 hours. You know, that kind of thing.
And also,
that's what we're talking about.
These nitzutzos, is this the same that Rabbeinu was talking about at the beginning of the Maran, where he said that everything has Hashem in it, that's the thing that's keeping it?
The first time in the Maran, where he said that the chiyas of everything is seichel. You have to look for the seichel in everything. What is seichel? Chachma. What is chachma? Isias of Kedusha. Kulam b'chachma sisa. There's one pasuk that says, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. There's another pasuk that says, Kulam b'chachma sisa. What's the connection? Mipiv dasu smona. That Dibur and Chachma in Kiddusha go together. It's the same thing. When we say that this item has in it Chachma, or we say that this item has in it Isias, it's the same thing. Although Isias al Pi Kabbalah generally is Malchus, Abba Yosad Brata. Bechachma Yosad Eretz. These two, the daughter and the father, are the closest friends. You recall the first story in Sigmar Mises, the father loved the daughter more than. That's the connection between Chachma and Malchus, the Shemesh Nilo. Okay, note how differently, like he explained it, where it came out like clear, like this is like a likutei etzos. You see that here it's clear advice, you're being told exactly what to do. It's not just chidushim abstract, it's put into clear pocket size, you know, information that you know how to use. Okay, let's just finish up. I'm sorry it's taking a drop longer, but we'll finish this one, we'll know we're done. Okay. ובחינס זויס של ביור הניצוץ זויס נעשים בכל יום עד ביאס המשיח. This concept of Birah HaNitzutzos is accomplished every single day until Mashiach will come, Ad Sheyiskayim, till we'll get to the point when it'll become a kli in the pasuk, Ve'omdu raglov bayoyim hahu al harazesim, kemuvo bekisvei Arizal. The Arizal obviously explains this in some deeper sense, what this is referring to. Ki ikra tikkun hanitzutzos hu bebechinas raglin. The ikra tikkun hanitzutzos is to be mesakim the raglin dikdusha, the malchus. By the way, I forgot to mention that on Shabbos also, like anoyai. We were talking about the hay and the kuf, the hay and the kuf, that whole thing. If you recall, we had once explained that what is the letter kuf? How does the letter kuf start out? The letter kuf is actually a hay, only ragleho yardai smogus. The klippos try to grab the malchus to pull it down. If they, in a hay, if they have a choice what to grab on, what are they going to grab? The weaker piece, that little piece. When they grab and pull it down, it becomes a kuf. That's the connection between the hay, the kuf, and the tzaddik hay that we spoke about on Shabbos. I just forgot to mention it. I'm saying this we learned in Likut Maran. You recall where he spoke about Hevel, that's the meaning of Hevel and Kayin. Kedusha is to have the letter hay in your name. Hevel had the letter hay in his name. Kayin had the letter hay, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, but he had the hay in the form of a kuf. This was the battle between Hevel and Kayin. This was the hay versus the kuf. That's the whole reason why Hevel was the one who was really the Melech. That was, this ties in the whole thing that we said on Shabbos. We spoke about two seemingly different topics. At Malava Malka, we spoke about Hevel and Kayin. At the Shir, we spoke about the hay and the kuf and the 95. Now you see how the whole thing fits in inside.
Why? Because he really had the hay, whereas Kayin had the kuf.
That's literally it. Wow. Kayin had a hay, but through the kinah, he allowed the klipos to pull it down to turn it into a kuf, which is kinah. We said he mimicked, you know, that whole thing. Okay. I just was reminded because I saw this thing about raglin, ragleho yordas moves. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki toiru tfilo heim bechinas amido, shehu bechinas raglin. Both Torah and tfilo, the word amido is used. Kamei shekosu viato poi amoidi modi, when Hashem wanted to teach Moshe Rabbeinu Torah, uchsiv vayisyatzvu betachtis hahor, the Jews stood at the bottom of the mountain when it came time to receive the Torah, so we see that both Torah and Tefillah are called Amido, a tikkun for the raglin. Through the dibur are corrected the feet. Bechinas tzedek lefonov yehalech. Now, look at what Rabbeinu Zal says, that Rabbeinu Zal at this point had said, V'zeh b'chinas shuta d'yenuka, ayin la'el, look over there where it was brought, zeh eini maven klal. Rabbeinu Zal says, I don't understand at all. What does he understand? It's not that he doesn't understand the Gemara, or the word shuka means market, and shuka means shake the legs. Means he doesn't understand what Rabbeinu Zal meant here. In other words, what was his kavanah and what he wanted to bring out? And naturally, when Rabbeinu Zal makes a statement like this, you don't see any of the mafarshim in the back or anybody daring to say, but let me explain. If he said he didn't understand, it means wait till Mashiach comes. Before then, nobody tried to compete with him. If he didn't understand it, you're not either. Okay. Kikoidim hatikin dainu koidin shemoitzi hanitzutzes shadibur dikdusho azai heim bebechinas tzeile al yerechoi. Before the tikkun of the raglin is affected, meaning before the dibur is brought out, so the raglin are messed up. What's the concept of raglin messed up? Limping, the concept of limping. Shehu bechinas pigam huraglin. V'achar kach kishemoitzi omel adibur, when a person brings out the nitzutzes in dibur, uboine mehem dibur dikdusho, ze bechinas vayiven es hatzela. That the rib that was by the yerech gets fixed, gets built up, gets nistakein. This is the concept of the correction of limping. This is the concept of what the Gemara says in Megillah. Levi, he tiach dvarim klapei maila ve'itla. He was pegame in dibur. It resulted in limping. Al kain itla ki machmas she. Sorry, ze bechinas tzeile al yerechoi. The concept of limping ki machmas she pogam bahadibur al kain itla. Ki nishar bebechinas tzeile al yerechoi. He was left in this state of tzeile al yerechoi. Shehu bechinas pegam adibur kanal. Hutzrichim ledaber betoiru tfilo an sheyihye haguf botel ve'efes. Vezehu b'chinas v'hoyu lebosor echod sheyehe haguf echod im adibor. That the guf should become one with the dibor. Shehu b'chinas chavo. Dibor is a concept of chavo. K'moy shekosu v'laylo l'laylo yechave do'as. Note here again, we brought the pasuk before, mi piv dasu svuno, hey, have a pasuk, yechave das, dibur and das going together. That one night to another night speaks forth words of das. That night is an inyan of dibur, malchus. That the night speaks secher. That's what it means. Kimavura b'mokam achras is explained in Torah Yud Tes, where Rabbeinu Zal explained that Laila was an inyan of dibur. Shehu b'chinas hatzela hanal. That's the concept of the rib which was taken from other arishain. That rib was dibur. The wife was created. The wife is the whole dibur, the one, the blabber mouth. B'chinas vayiven es hatzela shal zenemar v'choyu lebosor echod. And both must be united. If you recall, we mentioned once that the words bosor echod are begimatria tfila. Exactly. V'choyu lebosor echod, when the guf. How does this come about? That after through tefillah, bosorechod is begematria choson and kala. When a choson and kala get together, that's when you have this bosorechod. That's tefillah. Yitzchak and Rivka together. One of the sifrei Kabbalah. I remember. I mentioned this in the shir on Shabbos like a year ago or something. Okay. Dehainu sheyizbatel haguf lagamri ka'ayin ukeves. A person has to be zeche to be mavatel his guf completely, to make it into nothing. How? Not through any miraculous yichudin, al yidei diburei teiru tefila, through simple a lot quantity and quality of words of teiru tefila. V'lovoy lazeh. Okay, how do you get to this? Levat laguf lagamri. While yidei yira, the main ingredient that's needed is yira, because yira is what takes the guf and makes it into kedusha. K'mayshem razal, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, guf kosher. That if a person has a tough guf, pachad shayvroi, fear will break the guf. Upachad hu bechinas pachad itzok dahinu hayira. Everything works out very well. This is what the pasuk says: Yivorchenu Elekim, Hashem will bless us. What's the ikar kli machzik bracha? Le'emotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha el hasholim. Zebuchina sholim. Ki le'emotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha el hasholim. Ve'yiru oisai hainu yira. What's the initiator of the whole process to get to sholim? The initiator is yira. You have to start out with yira. Haguf lagamri al diburei teirut fila. If there's yira and there's diburei teirut fila, that's how you break the goof, you make the goof ayin v'efes. V'zeh kol afsei oretz. You make a lot of afseis out of the oretz, meaning hainu shekol ho'artzius nasin efes v'ayin. All the gashmis, the goof, the achila, the shtia, the other tanugin gets converted into ethos, into ayin, kines batlin legamri kanal, azai zeichin lebracha shehu bechinas shalom, bechinas yivrachim alekim. Then Rabbi Moshe Zalman adds one more item: the statement that they said that Rabbeinu Zalman made that ubetayro utfila yesh beis gavnin machshav otzaka gam ze loyhevanti klal, which means to us it looks simply so machshav otzaka, learning, thinking that. He said he didn't understand. It means he didn't understand what Rabbeinu Zal was implying related to this Torah. And we leave it at that. We don't dare chas v'shalom try.
But in the pshat itself,
it seemed to fit. Go ahead.
You mentioned that said that Moshe and Rabbeinu and David Melach.
Right. Because we see psukim used by them. By Yitzhak. By Yitzhak. No.
They try to show they relate to Moshe.
I think so. Just a second. Where was it? Chamukei Yirei Chayich. Oh, not specifically to Moshe. Just a second. No, I don't think so. Okay. But in any case, Moses also says Gamzei Vayevanti Klal. Oruch Hashem. Halavai, we should be zeicha to follow the advice that's given here, because this is 100% of Breslov. You could summarize the majority of Breslov Chassidus in this Torah. We should be zeicha to Shoim. We should be zeicha to Bracha. We should be zeicha to Yira. We should be zeicha to correct, to be mala all of these nitzutzos, to speak Dibur of Torah and Tefillah. We should be zeicha to be Breslov Chassidim B'tachlos. Oruch Hashem. Next Torah is a whole different planet. It's like from two different sphorms. It's like another vow. Literally, you're going to see. And also whole new information. Eight says as to how to compose Hashem. Hashem. And we should be zeicha to keep learning. Halavai, those who are limping should get a refu shalom. I note it in what we learn every day. One kid, the Richie's kid Nachman, today I got some kind of thing where his leg has a pain on the bottom of his foot, he's limping. Note that everything is included in what you're learning. You'll never believe it, right? Should have a refu shalom.